B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Let's do some dirty laundry. It's 8:35 LBF. What's happening?
Oh, the tense relations between the Royals continues.
Mm-hmm.
I got it here. All right, first of all, before I get to that, the Queen, by the way, is 95 years old today.
That's crazy.
Yes, isn't it?
95. She's not giving up that crown for nothing. She's going for the big 100.
Here's the thing, and I don't blame her. She's given up everything for that ridiculous crown, so she's going to keep it as long as possible. And Prince Charles...
Yeah, I think that's the real problem.
Yeah. Prince Philip died last week. He was 99. They'd been married for 73 years, so this birthday is going to be subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Also, birthdays, just mentioning birthdays.
Yeah.
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza is the big 7-0 today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your favorite, Charles Grodin.
Love Charles.
From The Heartbreak Kid. That's an old movie. An old movie that I like of his is...
Midnight Run?
Midnight Run.
He makes everything
great
good.
Paper.
Great, yes.
He makes
Thank
Charles
you so
Grodin.
Much.
Can he I makes just say everything something? Good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, do not sleep on Charles Grodin's semi-Oscar performance in The Great Muppet Caper. He and Miss Piggy had sexual tension. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
He's 86 today, by the way.
I think I'll sleep on that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
St. Elmo's Fire, Dale Beaverman, a.k.a. Andy McDowell, 63 today.
Okay, yeah.
What's the meaning of life, Dale Beaverman?
Yeah.
And Joey.
Yes.
Whoa, unbelievable.
Joey Lawrence, 45 years old.
45.
Yeah.
Little Joey Lawrence.
He's handsome. Handsome.
Well, handsome,
no hair dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a lot of hair and then he had no hair and he's still.
Still.
He still tracks.
okay.
All right. So here's what's happening over across the pond. Prince Harry met with his father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, after the funeral of Prince Philip. But Charles and William insisted they meet with him together. Why? No one wanted a one-on-one with Harry because Fredo, they don't trust him. They wanted to be each other's witnesses in case Harry's camp tried to twist their words later on in an Oprah interview. No word of fences were mended, but another source says Harry wrote a deeply personal letter to his dad before arriving in London. I'm smart. And I'm referencing The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
Fredo.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, right.
Because Charles had cut off all communication with him, Harry left. He's back at home with Meghan. She's pregnant with her second child.
Oh, you didn't even stick around for the Queen's birthday?
I know. I feel like, you know what, at 95, few and far between.
Right. Meghan's, expecting, right?
Yes.
Not that quick.
No,
when is she expecting? Do we know?
Like, middle of
Plenty
August.
Of time to get on a flight and go see Nana or whoever.
He's already there.
She, though.
Well.
Meghan.
She was told she couldn't travel.
Oh, is that what they told her?
Yes. But Harry could have stayed. But where's he going to stay? No one's talking to him.
Where's he going to stay?
I mean, like,
there's only 100 rooms in the... Buckingham.
But honestly, the guy like
couch surfing website.
You should probably stay at the Hilton.
The Royal Sonesta.
Yeah, the Royal Sonesta.
Yes, that'd be good for you.
You are funny. Now there you
Toodles.
Go. Toodles.
Off to the Royal Sonesta.
He's at the Royal Sonesta.
That's where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Your finest.
I like
suite.
It. Yeah, your finest suite.
Here's a kitchenette.
You done, LBF?
Oh, I am.
Good job.
Thanks
good
so
dirt.
Much.
It's 8:39. Let's see how the road's going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.